See you in Seattle. See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington, in celebration of the 1962 Seattle World's Fair.
Take a look back to Seattle in 1962, a small town with little ethnic diversity. Among the hustle and bustle of the town, construction crews worked quickly, finishing the grounds of the Century 21 Exposition. Soon people would be arriving from around the world. Marilyn Gandy Scherer was the daughter of the president of the 1962 World's Fair. She worked on the grounds as a guest relations staff member.
There were over 3,000 foreign visitors that came. And so in our guest relations, we did have people that spoke German, Japanese, Spanish, some of the Eastern Slavic languages.
In 1962, Seattle was a fairly homogeneous city. So it was exciting that many different countries would come to the fair and share their cultures. Korea, Madagascar, and Italy were among many countries that attended the fair and were represented through games, entertainment, and food.
Because there were over 3,000 foreign visitors that came, 89 ambassadors, the people, of course, who worked in the various foreign exhibits. There were many wonderful performances that came. For example, the Thai dancers came, and the Mexican folklorico, the Olvik Theater. Now, that came from England. The Canadian military tattoo, or the Royal Theater of Greece.
The exhibits were a way for countries to introduce the cultures. They created fun activities and interesting displays based on the traditions for visitors to enjoy. There were also commercial exhibits that served as entertainment. Marilyn recalls a couple of exhibits from her time at the fair.
I think I'm right in saying that in Japan, they had a little diving. You could pick out a pearl, and you could put it on a piece of jewelry or something. I remember that. I do remember one thing in the Filipino. They had the most wonderful, I don't know if you know the kappa shells. They look mother of pearl, and they're flat. And they had wonderful, I call chandeliers, but hangings from the ceiling just filled with these wonderful kappa shells that would dance in the wind. I clearly remember that.
Being in guest services, Marilyn took groups of people around the fairgrounds. She enjoyed showing them the city and the special features of the fair.
We loved to take people up the Space Needle, and there were always such dreadfully long lines. But because we were in guest relations, we got to sneak around the back, and we just could go straight up. That was wonderful. But it was always fun to show people from the top of the Space Needle the city. Prior to the Space Needle going up, the Smith Tower was the tallest building west of the Mississippi, which is kind of a shock when you see it today. It looks pretty small. I loved to take people into the bubble later. That was such fun. And then the Science Center. That was just wonderful. And people really loved it.
As a young person involved at the fair, Marilyn was exposed to different cultures and the world community. And visitors to the fair now saw Seattle as an international destination.
And it certainly widened my perspective of the world. I had a much greater appreciation for other countries. I mean, Seattle's a lovely city, and it put us on the map internationally. It really turned the whole flavor of our state, of our city, I should say.
See you at the fair.
Meet Me at the Fair is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Lon Lam, Casey Stanzas, Miles Hoffman, and Catherine Stevens, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to HistoryLink staff historians Paula Becker and Alan Stein, interview guest Marilyn Gandy Scherer, For Culture and the Washington State Arts Commission, and the Seattle Center Foundation. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org.